As of September 2025, qualified registered nurses will be allowed to prescribe certain medications after undertaking a six-month course and clinical mentorship following 3 years' experience. This change comes in an effort to help relieve stress on hospitals, which struggled to recover after COVID-19, and offers faster access to care with shorter wait times. But some believe this reform will be too much responsibility for nurses who have been green-lighted to prescribe Schedule 8 drugs such as fentanyl. The Wire's Ella Panizzolo reports.
As wait times for medical care expand, a new solution is being put into play. With registered nurses in other countries such as the UK and Canada already permitted to prescribe medication, Australia has decided to join them. Corrine Dunningham, nurse practitioner and university lecturer at La Trobe University, believes this is a monumental moment for Australia's medical field.
Probably one of the biggest changes in the nursing profession from a scope of practice perspective in quite a long time. And what it means is that for patients, they have access to nurses who are able to provide prescriptions under certain circumstances to them. And it helps with decreasing delays in care. So it will allow those nurses to be able to provide prescriptions for, say, a GP patient who's on a very stable blood pressure medication. They don't need to wait to see the GP to see that. They could book in with the nurse and the nurse could do their blood pressure checks and do their repeat prescription in that sort of circumstance. So that's one of the examples of where this may work really, really well.
Speaking on behalf of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Associate Professor and Rural Chair for the College, Dr. Michael Clements, suggests that the model of care around RNs prescribing medication must be supported to ensure patient safety.
Well, when this is exercised and operated in a good model of care, with good collaboration and communication between different team members, it's going to be great for care. We have good examples of registered nurses already being able to dispense medications under their own authority in places like the Northern Territory under the remote area nurse model. And this is very similar to the nurse practitioner-like model, where nurses that have undertaken additional training and supervision and been assessed have been found to provide great extra benefits for communities where they might be more available.
A report by the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine found that around 30% of patients awaiting hospital admissions were experiencing delays of up to 8 hours since arriving. There are a range of reasons as to why hospital waits are so long, including understaffed facilities and lack of beds.
Do you think this reform will help reduce wait times and pressures on hospitals and GPs?
That is the hope. I'd love to have a crystal ball and know that these things are going to be happening, but definitely that is the aim of this change in legislation and of upskilling our nurses into their prescribing area, is it does help support our autonomous prescribers, doctors, nurse practitioners, and allows them to be able to focus some of their time on that they would have spent on some routine prescriptions or certain circumstances with prescribing, that they can then focus on other aspects of care and allow some of that shared responsibility with care.
We know that hospitals are good environments for collaborative care. We know that nurses or nurse practitioners or pharmacists that engage with prescribing and treating disease and diagnosing disease in a teamwork environment like a hospital is a good environment for these kinds of models of care to work, and a very safe one, and are good for communities, and will certainly benefit communities where that's undertaken.
With extra hands on deck prescribing medications, it could reduce strain and make healthcare more accessible for people in subcultures and communities that often avoid traditional medical settings. Groups such as LGBTQIA+ people, First Nations communities, and those experiencing destitution often face stigma and longer wait times when seeking treatment. RN's prescribing could help in bridging those gaps, offering faster, culturally sensitive care in community clinics and regional areas.
I think any community that has barriers to healthcare benefits when we can take some of those barriers down. So whether that be our Indigenous communities, our LGBTQIA+ communities, Our communities who suffer from homelessness or lower socioeconomic who don't have access to funds to be able to pay for these.
The WIRE's Ella Panizzolo ending that report.